area or a single subject, part number 3.
The whole difficulty in worshipping him is that in the worshipper there are always two opposites in the same subject, that his uniqueness is simple but must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, two opposites forms are immediately created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and the soul as two subjects. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one, meaning as one subject. It is similar to the tying of Isaac, when the Creator said to Abraham, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called to you." And the Creator said to him, "And offer him there for a burnt offering." From the perspective of the Creator, it is as was written, "I, the Lord, do not change." But in the perception of the receiver, they are opposites. Again.
10.
Set number 10 from Bala Sulam letters, letter number 52. In each and every movement in his work, there are two opposites in the same subject, as I have elaborated in previous letters, as the receiver consists of body and soul, which are opposite. Therefore, in each attainment, great or small, he makes two opposite forms. There are two concepts in the work of the Creator. One, prayer and plea. Two, praise and thanksgiving. Naturally, both must be at their highest. To complete the prayer, a person must feel the Creator's closeness to him as mandatory, like an organ that is hanging loosely, for then he can complain and pour out his heart before him. But opposite that, regarding the complete praise and thanksgiving, a person must feel the Creator's closeness to him as an addition, a supplement, as something that does not belong to him at all. For what is man that you should know him? The son of man that you should think of him? Then he can certainly give praise and thanksgiving to his great name in wholeness, for choosing him from among all those who are standing ready to serve the Creator. It is great work for the complex man to be completed in both those opposites, so they are set in his heart forever at once.
Again.
Excerpt number 18 from Zohar, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 121, 2 points. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness, which we taste in this world, separate us from the Creator. Yet when exerting to keep Torah and Mitzvot with love, with our soul and might, as we are commanded to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of his wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet, for all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for obtainment of sublime degrees. Thus the darkness becomes a great light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of his guidance towards the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit.
Let's do a little bit more.
הנבראים לאחר חטא אדם הראשון נבחנים לכלים שבורים ומתים. היינו הכלים שלהם הם רק בקבלה עצמית, שנפרדו מהחיי החיים. רק יש בהם ניצוץ שהוא מהרשימות דעות
חוזר, reflected light that remained and descended in order to sustain the kelim, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha and is a residue of the Ochozer. We must raise it, meaning receive it, in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a masach and avyut are made, on which comes the feeling. When the Or Chozer fills the Kelim to an extent that will clothe the lights.